I'm talking with Colorado College President Jill Tiefenthaler and the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center President and CEO David Dahlin about a very exciting historic announcement, an alliance between these two institutions that has been in the works for some months now. So, first of all, David, Jill, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are really, really excited that this day has come.
We are.
Let's take it back to the reasons for this taking place. Why was it so important for both institutions to enter into an arrangement like this?
Well, we've had a long history of collaboration between the two organizations, and it's a time when people are trying to figure out how to leverage collaborations, I think, all around the country to make the sum greater than the parts. And we felt when community members came to both of us and talked to us about the possibility of making it more formal and deepening our relationship, that it made a lot of sense for both the college in terms of the incredible opportunities to use the resources and the collection and the history and experience, but also for the Fine Arts Center.
Yeah. The Fine Arts Center is such an important cultural treasure for the entire Pikes Peak region and is really our oldest and largest cultural institution. But unlike most cities and most jurisdictions around the country, the Fine Arts Center doesn't have any public funding. And as I came into this position and looked at the long-term financial sustainability of our operations, our programming, our historic, amazing building, I was a little daunted to go, this is really challenging without, you know, one of two things, without either public funding or a very large endowment. And fortunately, we've had very generous community support over the years, but the community's also expressed that that is a burden that's been overwhelming at times for them. And because of that, the Fine Arts Center has had ebbs and flows that haven't always been so positive. So part of this was looking at what creates a sustainable future for the Fine Arts Center in Colorado Springs. And if you look around the country, there are lots of examples where arts institutions have found a collaboration with higher ed that has proved really beneficial for both parties.
Well, let's talk about the enhancements for Colorado College that will come from this arrangement.
Well, certainly, even though we have many faculty who have long enjoyed teaching and collaborating with primarily the museum staff at the Fine Arts Center, the mission of the Fine Arts Center fits very well with learning and education. And the collection is incredible. And we, a big part of our strategic focus at CC is our sense of place here in the Southwest and the premier liberal arts college between Iowa and California, to think about what this sense of place means and how we educate our students. And so to have the wealth of resources and expertise at the Fine Arts Center around the arts and culture of this region is a wonderful advantage for us, not only for our students, but also to bring scholars here and have conferences and give our students opportunities and also put CC on the map in this area. In addition to that, the Fine Arts Center is an amazing building, probably will be one of our most beautiful buildings on campus. Alice Bemis Taylor loved both institutions and gave to both of them. The Fine Arts Center has long housed our smaller collection of Southwest and Indigenous art. So the opportunity to put that all together and brings, you know, the energy and excitement of students here. We're also excited about collaboration with the Bemis Art School. We have a huge arts and crafts program on our campus, non-credit courses for students who are interested in the arts, and of course the theater and all the things happening at CC and performance. There are great opportunities for collaboration there as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm a member of the Fine Arts Center. When I bring my family in coming months, am I going to see changes, David?
Well, you might see a tiger in the lobby. I don't know.
I don't think so.
you won't see any noticeable changes right off the bat. We're committed to executing our programming as planned this coming year and operating very much as we have been. A really significant part of this agreement is that we're launching into a really substantive strategic planning process during this next year. So we'll be looking at each of our core program areas, meeting with CC representatives and long-term Fine Arts Center representatives to go, what does the future look like? How do we really maximize the potential of this alliance, and where does that call for some change? Again, at this point, we don't want to forecast because we don't know what those changes will look like. My hope is that it's mostly, you know, additional programming, augmented programming, where we see these potentials to add and increase. It might also mean some changes or some things we need to let go of. But initially, you really won't notice any changes. A year from now, or next July, The name will go through a slight change, so we're going to add the at Colorado College at the end of it, so it will still be the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center at Colorado College. And we'll probably notice, you know, some other, you know, a little more substantive changes starting next summer, next fall. But we're really planning like a 3-4 year implementation of those changes. So it shouldn't be a dramatic shift. It'll be more of an evolution than just a revolution.
And the first, starting next year, we the 17-18 academic year, will implement the strategic plan for the museum. The following year, the strategic plan for the Bemis School of Art, and then the following year, the strategic plan for the theater. So it'll take several years before we fully roll out the integration. And again, continuing to focus on the mission of the Fine Arts Center while adding the academic mission as well.
Yeah. You mentioned that at times in the Fine Arts Center's history, the financial needs of the Fine Arts Center had stressed some local donors. But there still, I imagine, will be a need for local philanthropy, and there are some prominent local philanthropists who are strongly behind this alliance, are there not?
Yes and yes and yes. So as excited as we are about, you know, some of the strength and underpinning that this alliance with Colorado College provides for the Fine Arts Center, we will still be very much needing the community's support and involvement to be able to provide the kind of programs that we want to provide to the community. So, yes, we will be able to sustain without it, but we won't thrive without, you know, robust community engagement and community giving to keep our finance center programs moving forward and thriving. And some of our longest-term supporters have been involved in this conversation almost from the get-go, because really it started with some of them strategizing, how do we create a more secure financial future for the Fine Arts Center? And our answer at that point in time was purely focused on trying to significantly increase the size of our endowment so we had some more steady operating funds. That morphed into this much bigger idea of joining forces with Colorado College that provides not just some financial stability, but amazing programmatic opportunities for us. But some of our biggest donors are very behind this and have actually pledged to give some significant money to make this a reality.
That's right. And just as Colorado College as a nonprofit, just like the Fine Arts Center, depends on our donors, right? All nonprofits do. And as David said, to not only just keep things going, but to really thrive and do these innovative, exciting things that we're going to do together in the coming years.
Well, we look forward to the next chapters.
Okay. They're going to be exciting.
Jill Tiefenthaler, David Dahleen, congratulations again, and thank you for joining us on KCME.
Great. Thank you,
Thanks
George.
So much, George.
More information is available at www.coloradocollege.edu/CSFAC.